The holidays are looming, so you might as well give it up and get in the mood with the El Paso Symphony. My guests today are Ron Hufstader, who is the music director and conductor with the symphony, and Ali Sanders, operations manager of El Paso Wind Symphony. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now, you have a performance series coming up, and the very first one is deliberately designed to get us in the mood for the holidays. What are we looking at?
This is our annual holiday concert. Mm-hmm. And we play lots and lots of holiday music. Mm-hmm. It will be the same this year. We're doing several pieces that are medleys of mm-hmm. holiday tunes. Then we're doing some things a little different. We're doing Blessed Are They, which is from the Brahms German Requiem. We're doing several of Julie Giroux's pieces, which are always hilarious. They're great fun.
Hilarious in what way?
She usually takes two or three different holiday tunes and combines them. Instead of being like a medley, they're, mm-hmm. she puts them right on top of each other.
Oh, kind of the way my mind works. Yeah. Exactly. It's kind of like music for ADD.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's just, we recorded a CD at UTEP of her holiday music last year.
Mm-hmm.
And Dennis Fisher was in the booth producing, and he was on the floor half the time.
Well, it's just the way some of us, our minds change channels unexpectedly. Yeah. So, well, the whole series takes place on Friday nights at 7:30 at UTEP's Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall, great acoustics, and your Winter Wonderland performance. About how long do the performances last?
We try to keep them right around an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay.
No
really
more than an hour and a half.
Comfortable length.
A lot of people don't like longer concerts.
Yeah.
They want to come in and hear what they have to hear and then
Well, everybody's
leave,
kind of
you know?
Pooped anyway.
That's right. That's
by this
right.
time of year, you're starting to wear down after Thanksgiving and before Christmas. So, Ali, what is your role with the Wind Symphony?
Well, my role is basically managing the operations of our group. Mm-hmm. And marketing, putting the program together every year.
Great.
And this year we're just trying to push this season more as the common man. No strings attached, just come hear us play. Very casual, laid back. And if you like us, that's great. If you don't, then
you're a silly fool. Well, somebody's been doing a good job for the last 16 years, because that's how long you've been at this. And the December concert, of course, next Friday, is just the beginning. In January, I believe it's the 18th, you'll be doing folk songs from around the world.
And that's exactly what that is. It's just folk songs from this country and other countries, England, Germany, some of those places.
Do you interject information to educate the audience a bit, or is it all strictly music?
I usually talk to the audience, mm-hmm. Not necessarily between every piece.
Yeah.
But if we're doing something I think some explaining will help, then I do.
Yeah, background information is
right.
always a wonderful thing to have. You
right.
just listen differently when you know a little bit more. On February 8th, and the winner is Movies and Broadway will be your theme.
Yeah, that's a movie concert. Lots of new stuff on that one.
From new movies necessarily, or
yes.
just stuff you haven't performed before?
New movies and some really older.
Oh, nice. Stuff I'll recognize?
Yeah.
Is that what you,
yeah.
Don't laugh. That's not fun. No.
Stuff from my generation.
Oh, boy. Way back. All right.
It's true.
Who helps set up the programs and make the decisions on this?
Every concert has a theme.
Mm-hmm.
We take suggestions for themes, and then Bruce Beach, who is our personnel manager, and I sit down mm-hmm. and work out what we're going to play.
You always have clever titles and season names. I like No Strings Attached. It's a nice, liberating title. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and we want to try to reach as many people as possible, all age groups. We're very friendly to every demographic you can imagine. So I think this should be a great season for El Paso Wind Symphony.
I think you do a real good job of bringing people in. On March 15th, American Landmarks.
For example, one of the pieces we'll play on that concert is called Zion, and it's about Zion National Park.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do a thing about the Alamo. It's mm-hmm. just the different landmarks around the country.
Pieces that composers have actually created
yes.
based on these spots on
yes.
the American landscape.
Yes.
Oh, that'll be very interesting. And April 26th, Legends and Myths.
That's a little strange, huh?
Well, nothing new there, but yeah, I know you'll explain it to me.
Yeah, it's about people who have become legends or myths.
Give me an example.
like Ahab and the Whale.
Oh, all right.
Or John F. Kennedy. Or
larger than life,
yes.
Some actually living, or
yes.
Some fictional.
And some fictional, yes.
Ooh, how interesting. Yes. Now, what kind of music would one present in relation to?
There really is quite a lot. There's a piece, Beowulf, about that legend.
Mm-hmm.
There's Macbeth.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of Shakespeare characters mm-hmm. have compositions about them, Romeo and Juliet.
Yes.
Hamlet, music for Hamlet.
What a cool theme. I like this.
See, it's going to be fun.
I learn a lot when I attend concerts that are structured in an educational way, and yet the music's really good. I'm really picky about that music.
Well, and these are the kind of concerts Legends and Myths should draw the younger crowd, and that's really, we try to reach everybody, but we love when our younger crowd likes this kind of music because they're actually learning about, you know, instruments and about bands, and that not everything you hear on the radio and pop music is not the only kind of music.
It makes a huge difference in our community, too, as time goes on. I want to thank my guests today, Ron Hufstader. Always a pleasure to have you in the studio, Ron.
Thank you.
The music director and conductor of the El Paso Wind Symphony, and Ali Sanders, their operations manager, who gets to herd everybody around and make them do things, right? Yeah. Sometimes. Talking about the No Strings Attached performance series, which will be held at the UTEP Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall. There are 5 Friday evening concerts at 7:30 p.m. The first one next Friday, December 7th, Winter Wonderland. Get a fresh take on the holidays. And visit ElPasoWindSymphony.com for more information, or you can call 799-3455. Thank you so much for showing up.
Thank you.
Thank you.